Hey guys, welcome to our brand new podcast, Reality Check, starring Maggie Dobra
and me, Kat Harer. We are very excited to be here and start this podcast channel.
Episode one.
Yes.
Coming at you.
We're really excited. Currently, we are sitting on the floor of a classroom.
We pulled over our own rug.
It's really nice.
We think it's best to work in the natural state, which is sitting on the floor.
Okay. Today, we are going to be testing.
She just whacked me on the head with the hair curl.
Okay. Hey, you can't give it away.
Oh.
Okay. We are testing As Seen on TV
products.
And we're also three of them.
Conducting reviews, how the product is being advertised,
and
what
marketed.
They said it's supposed to be versus what it actually is in reality.
And we're gonna be telling us our thoughts on the price and marketing, and of course, we're testing it to see if it's worth the money.
Yes, and we're also gonna be reading what other people have reviewed it on Amazon.
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay.
Just to
so
give you a heads up
what we're gonna
what you're getting yourself into with this podcast.
Okay, yeah. So we have three products. We have
Infinity Pro hair curler. If you don't know what that is, it's this hair curling iron that I have in my hand right now. It's about three quarters of a foot long. It's about three quarters of a foot long.
It has
and
a big bulb on top.
The bulb like sucks your hair into it. So you go like this.
You clamp it.
Oop, it's not plugged in. So we have this Infinity Pro hair curler. We have a Fushigi ball, and we have the Crumbi, which is a
little mini vacuum cleaner. And it's shaped as a ladybug.
Even though I thought it should be shaped like a bee, because the Crumbi.
Yes.
All right. So this hair curler that we're going to be starting with, the Infinity Pro, you put your hair like in between the two
like
bottom. You put two of your fingers together.
That much hair. We believe. We'll read the directions for you. So
pretty much, you just oop.
Oh, and that's the sound it makes.
It's the sound that it makes.
Okay, let's see where the. Okay, so this is what Amazon's description says under easy to use. It says, "We've developed a revolutionary new way to create beautiful, shiny curls. It's the latest technology for curls that won't quit. Hair is automatically and gently drawn into the."
Tourmaline.
Ceramic curl chamber where it is gently held, timed, and heated. Oh, it's timed?
Yeah, it beeps ferociously when it beeps really loud, I think.
And heated from all directions to effortlessly form a perfect curl. Wait, I gotta keep reading.
It's beeping.
Can you hear that?
I'm just holding it down. Wait. No, I can't.
Okay, so it beeps pretty fast when it's time to take it out. So, suitable for all hair lengths and types. Okay, blah, blah, blah. And then, these are the directions. Okay, we're testing my hair. I'm kind of really...
Do you mind if I take your hair out of this ponytail?
Yeah, you mind.
Ow,
she's hurting me.
I'm being gentle. It's the stupid scrunchie. Okay.
Okay, so we gave...
I'm taking a piece towards the front.
Oh, we're really... I'm really scared.
2 inches of my finger.
On Amazon... That has 3.7 out of 5 stars, which is reasonable.
No, it's not. 3.7, that's terrible.
I mean, it's not great. So it says step one, open the rubber cover of the water tank. What does that mean? So the directions aren't very clear. Water tank on the top of the hair curler. And what does this mean? What does this mean? SDD?
SDD, that's what it means. SID.
Only pure water.
And add. Oh my gosh, this place has spelling errors.
Wait, this is not this. Oh, sorry. Okay, so that's not this.
It's similar. We just don't have
the we don't have the exact one.
Okay, you know what the difference is?
That one has steam and this one's actual heat.
The one that we're reading the direction to is a steam curler and the one that we're actually testing
is metal.
Heat.
Yeah. Show them the noise it makes. Listen to this. And then your hair just disappears inside. We should not try.
I'm trying it. Ready?
No! 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 I don't want to do it.
Now is not the time. I'm good at it.
Ow! Okay, wait. Quick story time. Can we do a quick story time?
Fine.
So this isn't the first time I've tried the product, which is kind of cheating.
I know, neither have I.
But I've never had someone else, you've never tried, put it on someone else's hair. I've done it. So quick story time. I did it to my younger sister And I must have taken too much of her hair because her hair is pretty thick. And it got caught inside, like the rolly thing. I don't even know what it got caught inside of. Like the thing that twirls her hair up.
It was supposed to, like unwind if there's too much hair. Like,
doesn't. It got caught in it. And now I'm really scared that my hair is just going to rip off.
Okay, well, guess what? That's not going to happen. Because
or burn off.
Do it for the podcast.
Wait, we got to talk about the smell it's making.
Oh, my gosh. So,
currently, it smells like... Oh, don't touch my leg.
Burning.
It smells like burn.
Burning
like,
butts.
And is it hot? Oh, it's hot, girl.
Yeah, because it's a curling iron.
I'm just touching it right now. I'm tapping it. So, it's touchable. Oh, it smells so bad.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
This whole area that we're... recording.
Ow, I burned myself. Okay. Don't touch the little circle with the ribbons on.
Number one.
What's our prediction? I think it's going to go well.
I think it'll go okay. I'm just nervous this is too much hair or too little hair and then it won't curl.
Okay, well, that's what we're testing.
So it's like the curls it's making on this little like description thing. Oh.
Okay, what? Oh.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Okay, I think we just figured something out. Is that the type of curl it makes? Anyway. Let's just describe what we just figured out. That there's like a notch kind of thing.
A slidey thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so right now, can we get a little closer so they can hear the noise it makes?
Yes, we can get a
little closer. Oh my gosh, I'm scared it's gonna rip my hair off. Wait, what kind of curl are we doing? Are we doing
a
tight curl?
12, which is the tightest. You need to bring your hair over to me. I can't get any closer.
I'm really scared.
Okay, so I'm just gonna stick her hair. And ready?
Oh my God. Oh my! Is my hair gone?
It's sucked up into the machine.
Get it away from me! Okay.
Don't move,
guys. There's a note.
Oh my God! It's steaming.
Oh! So it's majorly.
Shut!
Oh my God!
It worked. She looks like Goldilocks.
I look like Goldilocks. The reason we're laughing is that it made like it worked. It definitely worked. Oh wait, let's try a different setting.
Okay, now we'll put it on.
We need a new piece of hair. So,
okay. Now it's on 10.
Basically, on setting 12,
it made a ringlet.
A very tight curl.
Funny.
Okay. Can I like straighten this out? Does that work like that? Oh my gosh, this is like a heavy duty curl.
She's trying to straighten it out with her fingers. It's just popping right back up. Boing. Okay.
Oh, dang. My hair's going to be oddly curled by the end of this. Okay.
That looks pretty. I like it.
Okay, good. So, right now we're saying, did we check the pricing on this?
All right, so this is priced...
Wait, this one's like $59.
$60 on Amazon.
Is it on the next setting?
It's on 10.
Okay, so we're going to compare the two curls to see if you can get more of a wave.
Okay, ready?
I'm scared again. Oh, there goes my hair. Disappeared inside.
So you can't keep moving your head around.
Sorry.
So, ooh, why does it steam so much? That's what's freaking me out, is it literally looks like her hair is on fire in there.
Oh, my God. Is that less?
Yeah, it is.
So... That's, like, really similar, though.
It's not.
It's definitely less.
It's definitely less.
So it's not... It's
this one looks ridiculous.
Looks, like,
I don't recommend the 10. The 10 looks kind of dumb.
The 10's like a... Well, how do you describe this? It's not a wave. It's not even close to a wave.
It's
but
like
it's not like a ringlet.
It's halfway between a wave and a ringlet.
Yeah, okay.
It's like
so
an awkward
we're grabbing...
Curl.
Yeah. Oh, don't take my thingy out. Okay, so we're grabbing another...
Right, another piece. Last
another
piece
of hair.
Piece. We're testing out the 8...
Which is the waviest. And then after this, we're going to test how much hair we can put inside of it without my hair getting stuck. Like, see,
it's
breaking
full
point.
Potential.
Oh.
The breaking.
I don't know. Can you hear the beeps, you think?
Yeah, I think you can. Oh.
Oh. Is that a wave, though?
No, it's like falling out. Oh, actually, no.
I mean, it's kind of... Wait, what if we, like...
I like that. Okay, this one might actually be my favorite one. So, first product, I rate this...
Oh, yeah, what should we rate?
I rate this a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because it works. Like, it worked, but it's dangerous. Like,
it is
steamed.
Dangerous. It's steaming. So, maybe if you get the
really
steam
hot.
One. If you get the steam one, it'll be less.
It would actually supposed to be steaming, and instead of
this
making it
like
look
metal.
Like your hair is burning...
Okay, so we're going to keep testing this out for you guys.
You've got hair all over me, too.
Sorry.
Spitting and hair and everything.
Okay, so it has 3.7. How many stars?
Out of 5?
Yeah.
3.7, actually.
Okay.
Because, not even 3.5. Like, a little more than 3.5, but not 4.
Okay, we're going to read some of the...
Reviews.
Lower reviews.
Got this for my daughter for Christmas. Oh. Oops, no curling here. With or without steam.
So false.
Okay, well,
that's false.
I think that's false.
Yeah, because ours is working really well. I mean, yet again, we do. That's our probably our biggest flaw right now is that we do not have the Steam one. We just have a regular one. Yeah. So I don't know. The Steam one has 3.7 stars.
I say give this the same thing. It's not like.
It's not amazing.
It's not amazing when it works. I mean.
Yeah, it definitely works. All right, can we take a
personally, I'm scared of normal curling irons because I don't want to burn my fingers.
That's kind of a lot.
Well, it'll be fine.
No.
We're testing anyway.
We're taking a little less.
No.
That's still a lot of hair. I have reasonably thick hair. My hair is like...
She's a lot of hair.
I have a lot of hair. My hair is like...
Pretty long.
It's like past my chest.
Okay, give me this. Give me this piece.
Oh, wait, so put it closer to my top of my head.
Sucked it in, and...
I'm so scared. It's getting clogged.
Well, I have it on 8 right now still. Should I scooch it up to
12? No, it's fine. I'm scared. It's going to get stuck. Drop it. Okay, so... Ooh, okay, that looks interesting.
Ew, I don't like that. That looks like a poop.
So the curls are really...
It looks like a turd.
The curls are definitely working. They're just ugly.
They're just ugly as heck.
I would never do this. Ew.
Ew, this... Okay.
Ew. It's wait, if you try to, like...
All right. Oh, my God, that's nasty.
If you try to, like...
It, like, wait, honestly...
Wait, does it look cute when it's, like, tucked behind my ear?
No, it looks worse.
Oh. So these are definitely...
What happened to the curls I just did? They're gone. You brushed them out.
Oh, yeah, I did brush them.
Okay, so
we should test how long these are, too.
Okay, well,
so we have
it gets brushed out, apparently, really quickly, really easily.
This is, like, kind of pretty.
It looks ugly. No, it looks ugly.
This is not pretty?
No.
Okay, I can't see what I look like.
So. The first ones were prettier. I liked the 12.
All right, we got to take more hair. We got to see its breaking limit here.
Okay, you want your...
No, we got to test them. Oh, wait, we have to tell how much hair
okay,
we just took.
That was, like, 3 fingers.
That was, like...
I don't recommend it because it kind of, like, fell out right
away. Yeah, that was 3 fingers worth of hair, so let's take 4-ish.
But it didn't break yet.
How much is this? You think this is like 4? This is pretty. No, we need more. Hey, look,
personally, she's getting carried away.
No, we're not.
You need to brush your hair before you put it in. I think that's part of it.
Okay.
You need to get your piece. You need to go brush.
I'm not getting carried away. I'm testing it for you guys, so.
So that you don't have to.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared.
All right.
Maggie.
I'm sorry.
She just dropped my hair. Oh my god, that's really close to my forehead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ready?
Oh,
it's rejected the
hair. It rejected the hair.
It like pushed it out.
Should we try again?
Yeah.
Let's try one more time.
Yeah, that was
so it did you, I don't know if you heard the beep, but almost immediately when we put the hair in,
it went
beep, 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 beep. So maybe if we, what happens if we twist it?
Okay.
Because then it's a smaller amount. Nope.
Beep, 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 beep.
Wait, this is kind of good. Why did this not happen with my sister? Like, why did it get caught?
Because you're not good at it.
So, okay, in conclusion, we're like halfway done.
What do we conclude?
We conclude that this product is good. I think it's good. Like,
it
works.
It's not great.
It's not amazing, but it's good. I definitely would.
What do other people say about
it? Other people?
So personally,
okay, let's do top
rated. This was awesome for 4 months. My curls were fantastic. My curls were fantastic. Then it just randomly stopped working. So this sounds like she probably broke it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to 5 stars. So this girl wrote this on April 1st of 2017, so it's kind of a while ago.
I love this curler. I'm amazed with the curls it produces. They come out looking more like soft, natural curls.
Oh, that's false.
No, they kind of look like really tight.
They look like Goldilocks.
Yeah. The device itself is easy to use, and you have to use small sections of hair. That is true because it rejects
the bigger section.
I do find that it works faster than a regular curler.
No. That's probably true. No, I don't think that's true.
No, because
curlers, you can just wrap your hair around,
but
wait 5 seconds,
like
and drop.
20.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so we're having a slight disagreement here.
Okay, I don't know how to use a normal curler, so I can't.
Yeah, okay, so I've curled my hair multiple times. I wrap it around the wand, hold it there for like 5 to 6 seconds, and then drop it.
Oh, you know what? That's in my head because I watched this video of a girl, and she was like 20 or more, and then her hair like burnt off.
Yeah.
Well, so don't do that.
There's the issue.
Not 27.
Okay, so let's test. Is my curl still in? Oh yeah, my curl's still in. It's not the cutest, but
it says you can use this even when your hair is damp and you still get those beautiful curls.
Should we try that?
What
we have water.
Okay, we're gonna damp Kat's hair.
Oh god, this is gonna get messy,
okay,
man.
I got some water.
Wait,
on
let's
my
get
fingers.
A new piece. Let's get a new piece. Okay, I feel like it's gonna make
water.
Major steam.
All right.
It's like
my hands are wet from my water bottle.
So she's wetting my hair. Dampening my hair.
Okay, it's getting pretty wet. Okay, it's pretty damp.
No, do it at the bottom a little more. Okay, so
okay,
my hair
is
now
nice
damp.
Damp.
Oh, I'm scared.
Okay.
Should we take a little less? I feel like this is kind of a lot.
Because we don't want it to get rejected this time.
Yeah. I feel like this is still kind of
there.
A lot.
Boop, 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 boop. Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, you need to help me. Okay, ready?
Okay, my hair is now in the machine. Is it steaming more? by any chance?
I clicked put it on a 12.
Okay, it's on the 12 now. Is it steaming more?
It's not steaming at all.
Oh! So now we have a no steaming case. Ew, that is...
It did work.
It works. It's just the ugliest curl.
It literally looks really bad, but it worked. Technically.
So,
it's technically in
so
a curl.
So we recommend
that
this
That is not even a curl. That's like...
It's like...
Your hair is in like a rope.
Pirouette. Yeah, it looks like a rope. That's
okay.
what it looks like.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I would never use this, and I own it. So
and
I'm
I
never,
still use it.
And I no, I don't.
I don't
it.
Use it.
Okay, so we're gonna say if you really like the really tight Goldilocks, small amount of hair like per curl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then we recommend this product for sure.
Well, I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Okay, I'm really excited about the next one.
Okay. The next.
Where's my hair?
Item.
Oh, it's right here.
Okay.
Is the Fushigi ball. Okay. I had this pulled up.
Read the description of this one.
It says, the Fushigi ball.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you for
I can hear you fine, so.
Oof. The Fushigi ball is a magic gravity ball, as seen on TV. It is amazing, mysterious, mind-blowing,
Wait, how's
mesmerizing,
my hair looking?
And magical. We're past that.
No, matter. No, but that feels
Make
looks good.
Make it float, in all caps. No strings, no tricks. Just simple hand manipulation will make Fushigi appear to float and defy gravity.
Okay, basically right, so this looks like a little...
It looks like...
How big is this? How do you...
Okay,
it's like
I'd
if
say,
you take... No, that's so false.
You know what? It looks like the size of a field hockey ball.
If you know what that looks like.
If you've...
Or a lacrosse ball, yeah.
No, slightly bigger than
slightly
a lacrosse
ball.
But slightly smaller than a... Than, oh, it's like a baseball. That's
good. Yeah, it's like a baseball.
Okay, so... It's pretty much a metal ball inside of a larger plastic ball.
So the plastic
kind of
covering.
Like mirroring a mirror effect.
Yeah.
So I have it in my hand right now. I'm kind of tossing it back and forth. It feels pretty heavy. It's not.
Ow!
I dropped it
she
on
just
test,
dropped it on me.
It's not defying gravity at all.
Okay, we're gonna
so
play.
It
the,
says
we should
here
play the ad for
the
this.
Tricks. It says like, yeah, I'm gonna.
Can we insert the ad right here?
Yeah.
And remember?
Insert the ad.
No.
Okay.
We'll do that when we
insert
edit it.
Ad
insert ad right here.
Insert ad. Boop, boop. Inserted. Okay. So, pretty much, it says that you can, like, do a bunch of tricks. Oh, did you hear it? I dropped it.
That's, okay, wait.
It's
let's,
pretty heavy.
Let's drop it on here so we know what it sounds like. It's
Listen.
Kind of loud.
Ready? Like.
And
it's
not breaking,
okay,
so it's not glass.
But it's obviously not floating. Okay, that's enough. That's
sorry.
That's your stop.
Wiki wiki what?
Wiki wiki what? Okay. So it says here.
Oh, wait. Update. This curler is not cold yet. Cooled.
Okay, so it takes a long
unplugged.
Time to cool.
Yeah.
All right. So it says here, it has a picture on the box of this guy. And his hands are like in a triangle, and the ball is literally floating above it. That's just not happening. This is
his fingertips are touching and the ball's floating above it. Obviously, that's not gonna. Okay, let's try it.
Okay, that's not happening.
Let's try
She's
it.
She's gonna make her fingertips touch. Ready? Make your fingertips touch, and I'm gonna drop it.
Oh, it's got.
Nope, it fell.
Okay,
fell
it fell
floor.
Down.
But she
down,
it.
Down.
I caught it.
Okay, so
right, here's
doesn't levitate.
It says that we can
look at
flip
the side
it,
of the box.
Like from one side of our hand, so it's on the back of my hand, in between my fingers. Edit that. It's on the back of my hand, in between. My fingers, and I'm gonna flip it.
Someone just peeked in our classroom.
Flip it over.
Ow! Oh my god!
Ow!
Okay, so it hurts.
I hate this item. I dropped it on my shin. This is heavy as crap.
Hey!
As poop. It's heavy as poop. All
right, anyway.
I dropped it on my shin, and
now
I have
it's my
bruise.
Turn. It's my turn to try it. Wait, are we flicking it over, or are we rolling it off the top of our fingertip? Oh,
did
I dropped
not,
it on
she
the,
hit
microphone.
The microphone. You're just gonna. Too close to my face, man. Ooh, she's pretty good at it. Nope, all right.
Nope, done.
Don't like it at all.
Don't like it.
Don't like it. Don't recommend for children. This is, seems like a dangerous toy. Like,
wait, what is the age on it? Does it say an age? No, it's something that says like
okay.
8 and up.
No, it doesn't say an age. I think it's like for everyone.
Oh, so.
Is that it say?
12 and up. That makes sense.
And up. Well,
but I
duh,
feel like a 12-year-old wouldn't want this.
Pretty lame, man.
It's kind of lame. It's just a little. Oh my gosh. So it's really dented.
Over.
From dropping it.
All right. Not as
people are peeking into our classroom.
It's current. It's priced. Okay. So on Amazon Prime and on Amazon
oh my
Prime,
gosh.
It's $19.99.
But its list price
for,
is $50.
Its list price is $50 for this
little ball.
Little ball. It's just plastic. It's like a mirror.
It is not $50. Okay. Overall conclusion.
Do not recommend.
Don't recommend.
You save $30. That's great.
60% off.
Nobody wants this.
I feel like it wasn't ever $50. I feel like they're just saying that.
All right. No, I know.
All right. Wait, how many stars does this have?
All right. It has 3.1 out of 5 stars.
That's worse than the curler. Yeah, 0.6.
All right. Let's look at some of the reviews. Oh. I did not do my research on this one and got suckered by a plain acrylic ball instead. Because that's literally what it is. It's literally... Oh, my... Go get it! It's rolling across the floor. So it is.
I thought it was
just
cool.
It's just a ball. There's nothing good. Okay.
There's nothing exciting about this
one.
At all.
What a joke. This is nothing more than a very expensive ball. Even though it is supposed to be part of an illusion.
Actually, probably a good field hockey ball.
It would take years to do anything close to what it is advertised. As soon as you open the box and put it in your hand, you know you were scammed.
Yeah.
It's way overpriced plastic ball.
No.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It is.
Definitely is.
This is just a ball. Nothing about it is special.
This is just a ball.
Yeah, that's right. I bought this for my 10-year-old for Christmas. Then weeks she had not touched it because it's really for an adult who aspires to be a juggler or one of the freak entertainers who perform outside of Faneuil Hall in Boston during the summer. So not for kids. It's not a present. It's terrible.
It's not.
I rate this, you hair all over me.
Sorry.
I rate this a 0 out of 10.
No, I feel like with practice you can definitely get
okay,
better.
Okay, well, who's going to do that? If you're a juggler, I'd give this like... Out of 10, I'd give it like a 6 if I was a juggler and I liked juggling.
But I also feel like if you really want to like look magical, and especially the ad looks pretty cool. The guy that gives it is super enthusiastic.
Okay, super enthusiastic, and all the example people like...
Who are like their first time
users.
They didn't drop it. They didn't make that big sound.
Okay,
like,
well,
there was none of that. I mean, they were on grass.
They made it look really
like,
cool. They were also on grass, so that might have... All right, next product we don't have with us at the moment. Insert clip of next here.
Clip?
Insert, we're gonna re-record for the Crumbie.
We should make, drop the Fushigi. Drop it. No, ready?
1, 2, 3.
Oh my
that
god.
That bell is driving me nuts.
This, oh my god, my hair, wait, this is a good update. My hair is caught in this.
Okay, it burned pieces of her hair off. All right.
So this is a big piece of hair.
Okay, then it probably just fell out of your head.
What does this look like on you? All right, are we done?
All right, and
then we'll... We need to film 15 minutes of this tomorrow.
Okay, pretty much. Tomorrow, you know what we're doing?
Hmm.
Inserting
ad. Oh my god, we have a whole interview to insert.
We're inserting the ad for tomorrow. We're going to insert the ad.
What happens if I go like
things
this?
Things to do tomorrow. Insert ad for Fushigi. Record Crumbie review. And stop making that sound because it hurts my ear. And yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So due to shipment errors, we do not have our final product with us right now.
Which is the Crumbie
mini vacuum. And so we're gonna read you their website and a little bit about what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's a little tiny handheld vacuum that are shaped like cute little critters, as the website says. There's a bumblebee, there's a ladybug, and there's a turtle. And so they're...
The lucky ladybug, the buzzing bumblebee, and the tornado turtle.
Yeah. So, okay, so their website says they can clean like a heavy-duty cyclone, and you can use it everywhere.
It's like as big as the palm of your
really
hand.
Yeah, it's really tiny.
Really
and
small.
They're really adorable. Okay, it also says it's lightweight handheld mini vacuum, powerful 12,000 RPM micro vortex motor. Okay.
What does that mean?
I think that's just like that it's a really strong, like it sucks the crap in really, really well. it says it's safe for little hands and it's great for teaching kids to clean. So this is what we came to conclusion with this one.
That it's definitely good for little kids.
It's definitely good for little kids. Like I can't see an adult with this
but like
little,
all of their pictures,
all
it's
of
like
their,
an adult hand.
Yeah.
But then, but we're gonna play for you the commercial, which has kids. So like,
it has a contradiction.
If you have kids, you have Crumbs. spills, and even more crumbs. But a little mess is no need to stress, because now there's Crumbie, the cute little critters that vacuum away a mess without any stress.
Crumbie, less mess is Crumbie.
Lightweight handheld mini-vac with a powerful 12,000 RPM micro-vortex motor. They look like cute little critters. They clean like a heavy-duty cyclone. With Crumbie, it's love at first mess.
She just kissed the vacuum.
Or Tornado Turtle. They clean spills on the rug, messes on the
table, so these are all kids right
and crumbs in the car. Crumbies are so powerful, they even clean spilled coffee and sugar off kitchen counters.
Oh,
spotless.
That's nice.
Moms love Crumbie. Dads love Crumbie. Even kids love Crumbie. Crumbie makes cleaning fun for everyone. It's safe for little hands, so Crumbie is great for teaching kids to clean. These cute little critters can even clean a workbench. Crumbie's your handy cleaning companion. Keep one in the kitchen. Crumbie's a must for the kids' room. And in your car, your Crumbie's a star. Any mess, big or small, Crumbie's perfect to get them all. Now a mess is absolutely no stress with Crumbie.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the commercial.
Yeah, okay, so
it's
we had
some... It's kind of really long.
It is really long. We definitely had some adults in there for sure.
Mom loves it. Dad loves it.
Even the kids.
Dad was using Tornado Turtle.
I think that it is really good for little kids.
Yeah.
And teaching them to clean. But their marketing for this is way off. Because on their, like, the pictures on their website, like, showing each of the different critters that are, like, on the vacuum, it's an adult hand for sure. It's in a woman's hand. A woman's hand. Okay, so they're
buy
price.
One get one $9.95. Does that make sense to you?
But
if
one,
you buy
one you get
which
one,
the normal.
Wait, how much is one?
$9.95.
No, what? Wait, how
okay,
much?
Okay, just pretty much
so buy
one,
get
two
one
for the same price.
Yes, it's buy one get one $9.95, but one's $9.95. Does that mean just get one free?
Buy one get one, I guess, because then at the bottom it has like two.
Yeah, buy one get one. Okay. So they're $10, and they're having a deal right now.
Plus $5.95.
I'm really mad that we didn't get to try this.
Per Crumbie. I know. I wish I had it. I would make a little mess.
Yeah, we could have some snacks and crumble it everywhere. Okay, so this is pretty much the end, right?
Yeah. So now we have some interviews that we've conducted where we actually asked
classmates
and teachers what they thought
about
each
of the products. Yes.
But we didn't have the products with us when, except for the Fushigi ball. We had the Fushigi ball. They tested the Fushigi ball. But with the curling iron and the Crumbie, they just looked at what we showed you.
We showed them pictures and asked them about that. Okay, so we are here with
Ashley Letterman and Riley Herda.
We're going to be interviewing them about some as seen on TV products, such as the Fushigi ball. Now, what do you think of this product? Describe what you see.
I see a silver ball.
Inside a clear ball.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think a reasonable price for this would be?
Oh, like $5?
$19.99. Oh. So $20 and $5? Okay. Do you want to give it a try and tell us if you think it works? We'll tell you what we
what
think of it.
What is it supposed to do?
It's supposed to levitate. So you like play with it and it's supposed to... No.
Pardon, can
like,
I change all right. my answer?
Yeah. Now, no, as Kat holds the ball, she's demonstrating that you are supposed to keep it in the palm of your hand and then flip it over to like
what? Oh,
your
no, I'm
other.
Not trying that.
It's like
your
it's
other
the drops
side.
It's gonna make it.
Use your other hand.
Oh.
Ooh,
okay,
she's a master. So she's doing it successfully. Now we're handing it off to Ashley.
Ashley Letterman. Riley Herda's gonna give it a try.
Is it gonna break?
No.
No. If you drop it, it's just really loud.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
We like, just go like this and like flip it over.
Glass. Bulletproof.
Try it.
I'm so scared.
Currently standing behind Kat Harris protection.
It's
right. Try again. Ashley's gonna give it a try. This is really funny. Come on, Ashley, you got it.
Come on, you got it.
Yes! Yes! Wow. A successful
okay, one more.
Flip.
One more.
Try again, let's see it.
I don't know what it's supposed to do. It doesn't look like
it. No, so, like, roll it off the top of your fingers.
All right, they're testing it out. So, Ashley, while you wait,
what do you think of this product?
I don't really get it.
All right, okay, what don't you get?
Like, I don't understand.
I don't see the point of it. It's just a ball. And, like, I feel like it doesn't... It's just your ability to be able to make it flip. It's not the ball itself that that flips itself. It's like your hand. So you're basically buying your hand's ability.
I guess that. All right.
I actually agree.
This is stupid ball. This is not $20 worth of a ball. Did Maggie actually buy this?
No, I did not.
Oh. She got it for her birthday.
When
Christmas.
I was like
a present.
Two.
Okay. So I really just think it's like a heavy, like maybe like a paperweight or something.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be a good paperweight.
Yeah.
Like maybe something to like a stress
ball. Do you
ball,
know the
like
price of
class?
It?
It was $20.
Okay, not worth it.
Not worth $20. So this is a fail as seen
this is
on
an
TV
as seen on TV
fail.
Advertised.
The only
fail.
Thing that, like, it
product.
Just like, it has, like, the clear thing, so it looks like...
It's like a mirror, so
but
it looks like
it's $20.
Like, if you can do it right, like, when Kat does it, it's pretty cool, but, like, if you don't have any practice, it's
so you think with practice, this could work.
But it's not worth $20.
It's not worth the practice.
Okay.
All
right. So,
I give it a thumbs down.
In conclusion, thumbs down, doesn't work.
Yeah.
Thumbs
not
down.
Worth it.
No.
But would you appreciate it if you got it as a present and didn't have to pay?
What is this?
Wait, okay, so what
I'd
do you think?
I'd never use it.
Yeah, I would never use it.
Wait, age-wise, do you think this would be good for, like an 8-year-old?
I can't flip it.
Okay,
good
so
for, like, our age, like high school,
but,
like,
no
one's going to
use it.
Overall, I don't know why they've made this product.
Okay.
No.
So the answer was no. Next product.
No.
Yes, we have to have them look at every product.
This is fun.
All right.
Ooh, that looks nice.
This could just be our whole podcast.
This is the curling iron that sucks your hair into it and beeps.
Ooh.
Okay, that's
all right. And then it comes out as a curl.
It spits your hair out.
You, like clamp it, and then it
goes...
So
how does this...
Does it look like...
How does this sound to you?
Goldilocks, or does it look like a good
No,
curl?
It's not like a... Like
is
a
it like
wave.
A,
it's like
it
a
looks
like a
ringlet.
Yeah.
Ringlet,
oh,
yeah.
Like
ooh, that's
like here, go up right there.
I don't
right
know.
There.
No, that's not it.
Yes, it is. Right there.
That.
Okay, we're just showing pictures.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
so,
cool.
If it works, we don't know.
Yeah,
what do you think a good price would be again?
Like maybe like $40.
Yeah,
$40. Okay.
Yeah, 50.
I don't.
Whoa, 50's pushing the limit.
Okay, I don't know what the actual price
cool
is.
You had a picture with the actual price. Remember?
No.
Mm-hmm. Scroll up. There it is. Wait, where'd it go?
You guys test it out.
Oh, okay.
What you should buy the product.
No, that's not it.
It's okay.
We're just going
to
have to
Kat and I both own this curler.
I don't
really
use it. I
yes
got it caught in Ryan's hair.
You
I got it caught in
and
my sister's hair,
my
yeah
sister tried to do it on me yesterday, and it sucked in, and then it started having, like, and then it, like, it hurt.
Okay.
Long story short.
So that's a no.
So... But it works if you get a
if you
start,
do it
like
right
a, what the heck? Okay, we don't know the actual price of this, but
it is around $20.
Yeah.
We'll oh, okay, then that's a good price.
You think that's fair?
Oh, that's if fair. That's fair.
If it's bad,
but that means
then
it could
no
be cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like I would not want to buy a hair curler that's
mm-hmm
$20.
Because then I feel like it would burn my hair.
Because like if I'm buying this stupid ball and the hair curler for the same price, something's wrong.
I agree with
just
that.
Saying.
Valid point.
Like,
okay,
what is this? This I can make this for like 99 cents.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could. I just need some glass. I need some metal.
It's plastic. I don't think
it's
glass.
It's plastic.
Yeah, because look,
it's $3.
This is gonna be really loud.
Please don't.
That's not glass. That would have
yeah
shattered.
That is plastic.
That is
stupid.
All right.
Okay, next product.
This,
our
do you
handheld,
have
guys, handheld
that's
mini
stupid
vacuum.
Why
that is
so vacuum
stupid. Why do you want a mini vacuum? You want a big vacuum. I'm not
what
gonna
if
vacuum my desk.
What if you're like, what if you're like 5 and you want this for like your basement?
I don't think anyone would use that.
What if? Because you know how they give like
why
little kids vacuums.
Okay,
yeah,
let me see.
Actually
but that's
hurt
not realistic, and it's
all right. What if you're eating your snack and you spill it all over the table?
You
you're like, oh, I don't want to put my
giant vacuum, vacuum on the
you
table.
You brush it in your
take
hand.
Take that crumbie. You take your crumbie and you.
It's called
on
crumbie.
Your the crumbie.
Crumbie vacuum.
So no,
it's great for
it could
a
be
workbench.
Nice.
So
would you buy it?
I don't have a workbench.
Would you buy
it
because you think it's cute?
No, I don't like ladybugs.
Okay, but here, how about the price? It's like
$10.
$10? No, that's no, it's useless.
That's pushing it.
No.
I don't
so
have
so this
$10.
Is so we the only
I don't know,
we
the
like,
crumbie should be like for someone like
that really likes new products and like really likes to explore. And really likes.
Like, I get why they invented it, but like.
Like,
I just don't feel like...
Look how small it is. It's as big as this sushi ball.
The Roomba. Wait, what's it called? The Amazon vacuum.
This is not a sponsored video.
This is not a sponsored
video. This is not a sponsored video.
You're like, Roomba, clean room 202. And it will go up to room 202, and it will clean the whole floor.
It's not
like,
true.
You can say Roomba, clean my kitchen.
This sounds like
it works. I've watched it.
All right, shout out to the Roomba by
okay, anyways,
Amazon.
But this thing, like, you could just save $10 and go, like, dance and throw it in your trap. Like,
exactly.
You just dust it into
good point.
Like,
good
and then
point.
You're going to have to,
so
I'm going to go to my pantry
yeah,
and get
my
crummy.
How big is it? Like, this size?
Yeah, you just look. Like, it's, like, the size, like, that?
If it was automatic, that could be
yeah,
cool.
That'd be nice.
But I'm
like,
pretty sure it is automatic. Because does it have fans?
Crummy, go clean my mess. And it would
take so long. It's like,
yeah, that's true. I agree. But okay.
All right. So thank you for having us.
That's
on
all
the
we have. That's all we
is
have.
Anything
thank
you.
Like
you.
To add on
no,
any
anything
else?
Buy a Roomba, not a Crumbie.
All right. Well, Ashley? That was Ashley Letterman and Riley Herta.
We gotta go. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Take this thing back. Did you not?
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
And
okay.
Recording.
No, right. We were.
See you later, guys.
Thank you.
Stop
it. Was
it.
So long.
Stop it.
All right. We are interviewing Mr. Klein on his thoughts on the Crumbie.
Okay. So, wait, let me do this. How would you feel about buying a $10 vacuum that's like mini and it's shaped as a ladybug? Here, I'll show you a picture.
Seems like a waste of $10.
What if you had a mess on your desk and you didn't want to put your giant vacuum on the desk, so you get your Crumbie and you vacuum it up?
I would probably just grab a trash can and then brush it off.
Okay, that's what the other group said too.
All right, so what do you think about this product?
Not worth it.
Definitely not worth it.
Okay.
I don't understand the market for it.
If
children,
it was, yeah.
Who want to be like their parents and vacuum things.
Now you got something there. And so now you have to market it like it's a toy. If they marketed it like it was a toy,
but that to me looks like an adult.
Yeah,
hand.
That's
what
I'm
gonna
saying.
Say.
So it's bad marketing. That's what so.
So the product's good for younger
yeah.
people, but the marketing isn't
yes.
as good. If it was automatic, would it be more appealing?
If you could say, Crumbie, go clean up that spill.
Yeah, that would be cooler.
That would be cooler?
Yeah.
Would you buy that for $10?
Yeah, if it was $10 and it would just do what I told it to do.
You just spit on my leg. Oh, nasty. All right. Well, anything you'd like to add on the Crumbie?
It's cute.
All right. Well, that's positive feedback.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your
Does
time.
Does it come in any other...
It comes in. It comes in a bumblebee, and it comes in a turtle,
and
also
green
a green
ladybug.
I would get the turtle.
You'd get the turtle?
Yeah.
You'd buy the turtle if it was automatic or if it was handheld? Look, here's a picture of it in action.
Either way.
It's vacuuming up the mess on the couch.
I like turtles.
Okay. You like turtles? All right. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
I don't know why it does that.
Why does it keep doing that? Okay.
Okay.
All right. And we are here now with Vince. Okay. First
okay.
question. What do you think about... Are we not bringing up the curler?
No.
Okay. What do you think about this Fushigi ball?
It's like,
supposed to be a magic ball that can levitate when you play with it.
I doubt that.
All right. Here. Would you like to test it out?
Sure.
All right. So the goal is to have it in the palm of your hand...
And have it
and
roll
like,
over your fingertips.
Roll over your fingertips onto the back side.
I can't
side.
Really do it.
All right,
without
Kat's going to demonstrate.
It's
without
like,
it falling. It's supposed to be like magical, floaty.
But if you
drop,
it makes it really loud.
It's made of metal, so if it drops, it's very loud.
Yeah.
So, ooh, that was a little toss there. Good try. So, what do you think about this product? It's supposed to be magical.
And
it's
20
it's,
bucks. So how
it's
do
a
you,
waste of money.
Yeah, okay. Okay, do you think with practice... It would be worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do think? Okay, so with practice, the $20 that you spent on this ball would end up being paid off if you could make it look like magic?
Yeah.
All right.
And do you think this would be, can I see it? This would be, like, better for our age as a market or, like, younger kids? Because there's always the plus, or, like, having it drop. It's our really age, loud. Yeah.
What would be, like, a good price for it, though?
Or do you think $20?
$5, maybe.
Five? I think it's overpriced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next as seen on TV product is a little mini vacuum.
Called the Crumbie.
It's
a
pretty tiny.
A handheld vacuum that can clean up your
and
mess.
And it's $10. So do you think it's worth buying? Especially as, like, a younger, like, 8-year-old or something.
I'm sure you can find one that's bigger for the same price. So, I mean, it's not expensive, but...
Would you buy this vacuum?
I would not.
Would you
what
give it
if you
had
could
a...
get it in a turtle?
Yeah.
Or
no.
or a bumblebee.
I don't... You could just use a regular handheld vacuum instead of the Crumbie.
Okay, if you had like a...
It's a Crumbie. Crumbie.
If you had like a younger cousin or something, would do you think they would enjoy this as like
yeah,
a Christmas present?
It's like a toy or something.
Yeah, okay.
But the thing is, it's not advertised as a toy. That looks like a adult's hand.
Well then... They're trying to market it for a different demographic than it should be marketed for.
So you think it should be for little kids as like a toy?
Yeah.
Instead of like an adult legitimate
vacuum
cleaner shaped like a ladybug.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it is kind of embarrassing. Well, thank you for your feedback. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening to the first ever episode of Reality Check.
We had so much fun recording, and we can't wait to do more segments, so
yes,
stay tuned.
There will be more episodes
yes.
coming out at you soon. So
stay tuned for future weeks.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.